This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two of KMOX's At Your Service here on a beautiful Tuesday night. Thanks to Maria Kina doing news for us tonight here. And Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock. Well, we're going to switch the gears up a little bit, and we're going to talk a little NHRA racing. And we'll start off this before we introduce our next guest. And that's the way it goes, folks, in the NHRA. Joining us next on the program is my good friend Elon Werner. He is the president of Werner Communications and was just lucky enough to see him out at SEMA last week as well. Elon, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Hey, Greg, I appreciate you having me on, man. It's exciting. It was great to see you in Las Vegas last week. And I can't believe it's been basically almost a week since we had that great breakfast with some of my favorite drag racers. I mean, Snake, Ace, Del Worsham, David Grebnick. That was a pretty cool way to start our Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was a lot of fun. You know, that is one of my favorite things to do out at the SEMA show is hanging out at the NHRA breakfast, and they have a different lineup every year, and it's just so much fun to listen to stories and strategy and everything else that these guys go through.
Yeah, when we build our time machine, Greg, we're going to definitely need to go back to some of those 1970 funny car races because, Bill Doner was an amazing promoter, and just seeing Snake in his element, I think, would be really cool. We got a little glimpse of that this past year at the U.S. Nationals when Ron Capps did that throwback funny car.
Oh, it was amazing.
But I think Snake and, Mongoose back in the 70s, would be something to see with those guys just going back and forth, you know, and waiting for those funny car championships.
I got to tell you, Elon, I'll date myself. I had the Hot Wheels set of Snake and Mongoose that had this little thing that they ran over and it pulled the parachutes out. It was so cool. I still remember it vividly today. It was such a cool thing.
Yeah, I remember having the Hot Wheels too. I never had the racetrack. I always wanted the full track, but I definitely had probably 5 or 6 Army funny cars.
Nice.
And the whole deal. But then when you get nostalgic on stuff like that, the thing I wish I still had was my Evel Knievel hand crank ramp motorcycle.
Yes, I wanted that so bad and never got it. I'm telling you.
I had one, and I cannot tell you how many hours of entertainment of just trying to jump that over all my Lego sets, all my, you know, Lincoln Logs. You just build. I mean, I didn't need an Xbox in 1975. I just needed my Evel Knievel deal and some ramp and a piece of plywood.
Oh my gosh.
That was a whole Saturday.
Yep. Non-stop. Absolutely. You know, I think my cousin got, I think there was a camper that had a ramp that was made on it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and he would do flips and stuff off that. It was pretty cool.
Now you see, you know, people are making, you know, Instagram videos or reels or TikToks or whatever that they've reissued those. And now you just see people doing those jumps. And I'm like, man, I was doing that, you know,
that's right.
40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Exactly. But you know, I still want one today, and when I see them on,
oh, for sure.
You know, when you see them for sale, or you know, you see those new old stock or whatever, it's like, man,
right.
I
totally get one of those.
That's right.
And Chris Bostick, the pro stock motorcycle driver, this past weekend in Vegas, had a full Evel Knievel fire suit for his motorcycle.
Oh my gosh!
It's like straight leathers. He had it made. It looked exactly like it. $2,600 cost him.
Oh my gosh!
It looks so cool. And he's a guy. He's a good looking guy. He's got the flowing blonde hair. He just looked like a badass.
Did he have the cape?
It did not have the cape, but it had everything but the cape. It would have been. Now I don't know. It may have had cape potential, but when I saw him during driver intros. It was just, I just saw him and I was just like thunderstruck. Like, that is an amazing Evel Knievel. And at first I just thought it wasn't like legal, like it was like a costume. But then when I got up to him and saw that it was his actual leathers he was going to be racing in, I was like, dude, that's awesome.
That is so awesome.
I've always been an Evel Knievel fan and I just wanted to do it here in Vegas. And I just thought it was really cool.
Oh, so awesome. I just actually watched a reel. They had him on there. I can't remember where he was. He was jumping something. So, and, yeah. You know, every time I go to Vegas and I see the fountains there, I'm like, I can't believe that guy didn't die there.
No, correct. Correct. And I was lucky enough to meet the Sports Illustrated photographer, Heinz Klutmeier, who shot the Snake Canyon, River stuff.
Yeah.
And he told me just all these crazy stories about that whole scene and how they were down in the valley and it was just booze and women and it was going to happen and it wasn't going to happen. And then when it finally did happen, he shot that iconic Sports Illustrated cover of Evel Knievel on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And he just said, he goes, the fact that he was even attempted it was worth the price of admission.
Wow. Crazy. I think that was on, I think I remember watching it on, it was on Wide World of Sports.
Yeah. I remember watching it and thinking, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And then it really wasn't.
Right. Exactly. It was like a big letdown when he, you know, bolted
into
the
canyon. At least it was consistent. You know, he was, you know, how many things get built up and then they don't turn out to be what they expected. At least he gave it a shot, you know?
Right. Right, and nobody's done it since.
No, not at all. I mean, that's the thing is, it was so insane that even now, with all the technology we have, of all the jackasses, the Travis Pastranas, all these guys, not one single person has said, you know what, I'm going to try to jump the Grand Canyon. Because we all know that's the most insane thing ever.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's talk. I could just go on forever. Let's talk a little NASCAR, NHRA. We got the finals, and it's going to be a pretty tight final battle coming up in Pomona.
It's going to be crazy. I don't know that I've ever been as excited going into the last race of the season as I am for this weekend. With, you know, top to bottom, there's storylines. Top Fuel, you really truly have five drivers that have a legitimate shot, from Steve Torrence to Doug Coletta, Leah Pruitt, Mike Salinas, and Justin Ashley. Funny car between Matt Hagen, Bob Tasca the third, and Robert Height. Pro Stock, Eric Anderson's got a pretty healthy lead, but I wouldn't count Greg Anderson out. Gage Herrera's run away with Pro Stock Motorcycle, but there's this pesky guy, Eddie Kravick, his teammate, who's trying to win his 50th Pro Stock Motorcycle race. So it's just going to be amazing. I mean, you got two qualifying sessions on Friday, two on Saturday, and then the race on Sunday. And I think you could see some historic comebacks. You know, Mike Salinas and Justin Ashley are fourth and fifth in points. They're about 80 points out of first place. But if Steve Torrence and Doug Coletta lose in the first or second round, it's anybody's ball game. You can knock Leah Pruitt out in the semifinals, and either one of those guys, Mike or Justin, could win their first world championship. And it would be an epic, historic day. I think that funny car battle between Matt Hagen, who's racing for Tony Stewart, he's got a really good car. I think the Bob Tasca versus Robert Height, those are two guys that really don't like each other. They're probably the best feud, best guys that when they line up against one another and they can beat the other one, they are visibly happy about it and do not mind pounding their chests a little bit. So I think the fact that they're battling for a funny car championship just adds another element of intrigue to the race. And the performance numbers, I mean, you get to Pomona, you're going to see cars, you know, you could have the first, three-second all 16 funny cars with over half of them running, you know, 3/8, which is insane. And there's nothing better. Greg, I don't know if you've ever been to Pomona.
Never.
So Sunday night final round in Pomona at the NHRA finals is like a magical vibe. The lights are on. It's dusk. Championships are on the line. Packed grandstands. There's just one of those cool sports feelings that when you're down there, I always try to just take a moment and look around and realize how lucky I am to be mildly associated with. You know, if I've got a driver that's racing for a championship, or even if I'm not, you just look around and you're like, man, this is just a really cool vibe to be a part of, because the air is almost electric and there's so much on the line. You've been racing since February to get to this point, and then it's all going to be over in 3.5 seconds.
Yeah, crazy. Hey,
someone's going to be the winner.
I got to do a little business here. Hang with me a few minutes.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, fantastic.
Sure.
Hey, right, folks,
no. We're
visiting with Elon Warner. He is the president of Warner Communications, talking a little NHRA drag racing. This is KMOX is at your service. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores
and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Welcome back, my friends. 9:20 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. KMOX is at your service. Greg Damon hanging out with you till 10 o'clock. But on the phone, we are talking with my good friend Elon Werner. He is the president of Werner Communications and talking a little NHRA drag racing. Again, Elon, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Hey, man, I'm always happy to do it, Greg. And, I could sit here and we could talk drag racing, till the end of your show.
That's
but
right.
I really appreciate you giving me a little forum here.
Yeah, absolutely. 4 or 5 hours, it'd be fine with me. But they wouldn't like that too much.
Those pesky guys, and we'll have to take breaks for advertisers. Which
right.
that was an impressive lineup of advertisers too. So I think that's really cool. Definitely want all your listeners to support all those guys because I think it's shows like yours are really pretty cool to have out there, and just your level of expertise. Is a real asset for KMOX. So thanks so much for doing what you do, Greg.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. I don't know about expertise. It's just that, I'm just a curious guy.
Sure. That's the key. That's the key to being excellent is always kind of learning and kind of figuring stuff out. So,
yep, absolutely. Well, we're talking about Pomona. You were telling us about Sunday night. You know, that is one of the things about NHRA drag racing. When you can see those cars at night with them flames just coming out of the headers, I mean, there is nothing better than that.
There really isn't, and just kind of you get to the weather conditions, like with all sports, they kind of come into play. But just that cool Southern California air in the fall, you get it, at the Winter Nationals, the first part of the year. There's just certain tracks around the country. Sonoma's a great place to see Friday night qualifying. You get great racing in Dallas in the fall for their Stampede of Speed. So there's just certain tracks that you just kind of get that vibe. And
St. Louis.
Pomona is definitely one of them.
St. Louis.
St. Louis is is another great track. I mean, the thing I love about St. Louis is it's so close to actual downtown. So many of our tracks are 30 minutes away from civilization. But the fact that you can see the arch from, Worldwide Technology. And the cool thing about that place is it's the only track in the country where you get all three major motorsports.
Right, exactly.
And, we'd like to do some more crossover events, with IndyCar, with NASCAR. And, that's a great countdown race. It's early in the countdown. So the one thing is, just sometimes the weather there is kind of tricky. But that track surface is one of the smoothest tracks we have on the circuit. So I know the guys love racing there.
Well, you mentioned NASCAR. Let's kind of maybe some folks out there don't know, but how about Tony Stewart driving the top alcohol dragster and competing for a championship?
Yeah, that's been probably one of the coolest things. Is I got to meet Tony Stewart when I was at John Force Racing, and we shared the Old Spice sponsorship. Mike Neff was running the Old Spice Funny Car at that time. Tony had the Old Spice Busch Series car, now Xfinity or whatever. But we met a couple times. Now he's gone on to great things on the NASCAR side. But seeing him at the races running a top out called Dragster, which for us is like our triple A baseball. He's not in a huge 18-wheeler. He's out there with guys that are sportsman racing. And he has talked about that racing the outcalled dragster reminds him of coming up through the NASCAR ranks. He's really left, you know, kind of to his own devices. He signed some autographs, but it works out perfectly for him because he's racing for a championship in top outcalled dragster. And then he owns a Nitro Funny car, and then his wife, Leah Pruitt's Topfield Dragster, so he can go up and be team owner and watch his teams perform and then go back out and be a racer. So his passion for drag racing has really organically happened, and he's been a great advocate for us because, I mean, the guy's Tony Stewart. He can be, you know, crossover, and he's done Fox TV. But I think the great thing for our sport is seeing guys like Tony Stewart, guys like Rick Ware coming over and, you know, supporting Clay Milliken. I would love to see more NASCAR teams cross that divide and have an NHRA team, whether it's Pro Stock or Funny Car or Top Fuel, because I think they're drag racing fans are not necessarily NASCAR fans and vice versa. So I think both sports could get stronger by introducing their respective fan bases to the cool things that each sport has going for it.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. Speaking of that, how about new sponsor next year for NHRA? New title sponsor.
Super excited. Yeah, oh yeah. Mission Foods, they probably brought one of the most exciting races within a race that we had this year with this Mission Too Fast, Too Tasty Challenge, where you know, they took the previous race's semifinalists and then had them re-race each other on Saturday the following race. And that created some good rivalries. It put more money in the racers' pockets. There were championship points on the line, which, you know, have come in handy for Justin Ashley. He's only 80 points back right now. If he wouldn't have had those mission points, he'd be over three rounds of racing and realistically would be out of championship contention. So those championship points he earned in through the Mission Too Fast, Too Tasty program have come, you know, have saved him in the championship hunt. And they're stepping up to be the series sponsor next year. Camping World is still going to stay on as a premier series. So I think that shows the health of the NHRA that we're transitioning from a series sponsor, keeping the other one involved. But I think you'll see more drag racing elements in Walmarts, in Kroger's, in Tom Thumb's, whatever your grocery store of choice. And what a lot of people don't know is Mission Foods is a multi-billion dollar company. I mean, they do chips, they do salsa, they do tortillas. I mean, they have like a 65% market share. And I know this, they came to the track operators meeting that I was at, and they are excited about being involved in drag racing. The owner of Mission Foods loves racing. He actually really loves like MotoGP, like the motorcycle racing.
Right.
But he just loves all kinds of racing and sees it as an opportunity to continue to grow their market share, to sell tortilla chips. And they do great activation at the track, autograph sessions. They're giving away product. They made tortilla chips that look like Pro Stock motorcycles and funny cars this year. So they're doing everything right, and I can't wait to see what they do when they're the series sponsor. So that that's going to be exciting. And we actually had a full year left on the Camping World contract, and they were able to come in and seamless transition, which, again, I think is exciting times for the NHRA that you didn't get down to the 11th hour, and you didn't have to take scraps. You didn't have to take 10 cents on the dollar. You're able to get a deal that worked for everybody. So that's going to be, it's going to be a great 2024, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to do a little bit more business. Hang with me some more?
For sure. Always, Greg. No problem.
Fantastic. Folks, we are visiting with Elon Werner. He is the president of Werner Communications, and we're talking NASCAR on KMOX. Is that your service? Welcome back, everyone. 9:32 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair, but More importantly, we're visiting with our good friend Elon Werner from PISA President Werner Communications, talking a little NHRA racing. And again, Elon, I appreciate you hanging out with us here on At Your Service Night.
No, so, this has been great. I love talking drag racing. We got a lot of things going on, and I appreciate the time.
You bet, man. Anytime. You're our NHRA guy, so we're going to have you back on. So I want to talk a little about the NHRA Bracket Bonanza.
Yes. So Drag Race Bracket Bonanza is it's a website. Your listeners can go to www.dragracebracketbonanza.com. It's totally free. You can sign up, and then basically it's an idea that I had. I'm a big college basketball fan. I've been filling out brackets every March for as long as I can remember, and I've just always kicked around the idea that we have four categories, 16 qualifiers every race, which is essentially a 64-car bracket. And we have set up a website that lets fans on Saturday night when the fields are set, they can log in and fill out the brackets just like you do for college basketball in the spring, and it locks Sunday morning. So you have about 15, 16 hours to fill out the bracket from Saturday night to Sunday morning. And we do really cool prizes. There's an overall winner, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock Motorcycle. We have plaques that I get the race winners to sign, and then we mail them out. And we've been doing it. This will be the seventh race. We've got thousands of people that have signed up. We have hundreds of people that are playing every Sunday. And it's really kind of taken off, and it's just kind of a passion project that I have. But it's just Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. We're on all the social media channels, Twitter or X, I guess, and Facebook and Instagram. But if you like drag racing and you want to have a reason to invite your friends to kind of get involved, it makes watching the Fox broadcast really cool because we have bracket busters, you know, these upsets in the first round. And it's just a really cool idea that, we're going to do it again in 2024 for the full season. But it's just a really cool idea that I had that it was kicking around, but I just didn't want to be the guy that was like, I don't want to not have this idea out there.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I love it. I think we ought to do a media one though next year.
Yeah, we'll be able to next year. We'll have an app and we'll be able to set up groups because the PR people all like to play. And it's very funny when we first started, some of the PR people were very clear, like, hey, I want to play, but I want to make sure no one else can see my bracket.
Right.
Cause they, I challenge myself. I have a hard time, picking with my head versus picking with my heart. My main clients at Werner Communication are Cameron Caruso and Pro Stock, Josh Hart and Justin Ashley and Top Fuel. So you always want to pick your people to win, and they've kind of had a little bit of up and down playoffs. So, but it's been cool. I've had people to talk about. They fill out brackets with their families or with their dads, or their kids are playing. And it'll always be free. It'll always be a fantasy deal. And I just think it's just a unique way to make the drag racing tent a little bit bigger. So Drag Race Bracket Bonanza has just kind of become a little passion project for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, get some cool prizes on top of it.
You do. Yeah, so we have the drivers sign the plaques. So when Doug Coletta won in, I think it was Redding, was his 50th career win. So I had him sign the plaque, Doug Coletta, number 50.
Wow.
I try to make them unique. So they're just kind of one of a kind item. And again, it's free. We reach out to the winners via email and then say, hey, let me get your mailing address. And then I try to get the plaques in the mail right away. And people have been posting pictures of their plaques. And, I just love the fact that it's got people engaged in drag racing. You do have to fill out all four categories. So it forces Nitro people to learn a little bit about Pro Stock and Pro Stock people to learn a little bit about Nitro. And it's just a really cool deal. So I'm glad you've checked it out. And it's always cool for me. I had people that were texting me that are NASCAR people that are like, hey, I'm in the media center going over my brackets. And that's just kind of what you want is people having that added connection to the sport. So
I'm going to put it up on the KMOX Auto Show Facebook page as well. We'll have it up there tomorrow.
That'd be fantastic. And we'll share it. But yeah, it's basically, you can just log in and make a username and it's DragRaceBracketBonanza.com. And then Saturday night, you get an email that says the brackets are open. You can just fill them out, and they lock right when the Top Fuel Dragsters fire up at 11 o'clock Pacific on Sunday.
And last race of the season this weekend. So tell us a little about Werner Communications.
So I have been really fortunate to have some great relationships with some drivers, worked for John Force Racing for a while, and now have my own company. I've got about three people that work with me. We do, like I said, Cameron Crusoe, Justin Ashley, Josh Hart, but then also some of the part-time guys. You want the guys that are racing 6 to 8 times a year to have the best shot of getting as much exposure as possible. So I work with Chris King, who's got a funny card out of Chicago. Our good friend TJ Zizzo, also out of Chicago. We saw him in Vegas. Buddy Hull, who has a Top Fuel Dragster. And then I also do all the PR for the Motorplex. So kind of getting the Stampede of Speed, their fall nationals up off the ground. And then TMS Titanium, they do so much for the sport as far as providing titanium for a lot of drivers. So it's just basically we do all the media services, public relations, press releases, a little bit of event management. And then I just try to help as many people as possible. Just racing is a unique, particularly drag racing is a unique sport. And trying to introduce more mainstream media to come out and check out our personalities and come out to the races. It can be intimidating because we have 4 professional categories and you don't really know what's going on. But I enjoy bringing new people out to the track and showing them kind of what we have going on. So, yeah, so looking forward to a little bit of downtime in the fall, but I'll get out to the PRI show in Indy here in December and then shut it down over the holidays. But we'll be right back into it in March. We've got the Pro Superstar Shootout in Bradenton, which is a brand new event that will have Top Fuel, Funny Car, and Pro Stock in Bradenton in February, and then the World Series of Pro Mod back in Bradenton in March. And then before you know it, we'll be at the Gator Nationals getting the NHRA season started.
Yeah, it's just crazy how fast it goes, that's for sure.
It is nuts. And, Greg, we're going to need to get you to some more races besides St. Louis. So anytime you want to come out, you just let me know, and we will roll out the red carpet for you, sure.
I'm all over that, all over it. Well, if for folks who want any information about Werner Communications, where can they go, Elon?
You can just follow all my personal social media. So it's just like usually it's at Elon Wer, ELONWER. But then also check out our Drag Race Bracket Bonanza social media. So it's just Drag Race Bracket Bonanza on all the platforms. But that's probably the easiest way to track me down. And we're always love to help out folks who are interested in drag racing or motorsports. And we'd also do some work with college football playoffs. So I'll be in Houston here in January, helping out the media operations for college football playoffs. So it's a nice diversion for me at the beginning of the season.
Well, Elon, I want to thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with us, talking a little NHRA drag racing.
Sure.
Always love to have you on, man. You're great.
We'll have to make this happen again. Let's plan on doing it right before the season starts.
That sounds great. Well, you know what? If we get some time, let's do it right after the championship.
Even better. You let me know, and I'll be there.
All right. That sounds great.
All right, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's our good friend Elon Werner here with Werner, president of Werner Communications on KMOX's At Your Service. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back, talk a little Veterans Day. That's right. Stick around. More to come. Welcome back, everyone. Final segment here on KMOX's At Your Service. 9:46 is your time. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. But I want to talk a little Veterans Day. You know, Veterans Day is on Saturday this year. So I want to make sure that we honor all our veterans out there that have done so much for our country. And I'm just going to invite my favorite veteran on. Of course, that's my dad. He joins us usually around Veterans Day. And, Dad, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Well, I can't do anything about that. You'll have to change something on your cell phone or something.
Yeah, it's breaking in and out is what it's doing.
Okay, well, I can't change anything about that. You may have to do something with your phone. How about this? How about we call you right back?
Okay, call me back and I'll turn off my amplifier for my hearing.
All right, I'll do that. We'll call you right back. Well, folks, as I said, we want to honor all our veterans as we have a little bit of technical difficulty here, but we're gonna talk about that. And I have to tell you, folks, I really with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, I just can't personally thank everybody that has helped out our country and have served their country and have done amazing things. I know some just some fantastic people that have served in not so good places and still come out all right and just make very good workers and very good friends and do everything else. So if you've served out there, hey, I just want to throw a big shout out to you, and we'll get my dad back on here in just a second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Service. Welcome back, everyone. 9:32 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair, but more importantly, we're visiting with our good friend Elon Warner from PISA President of Warner Communications, talking a little NHRA racing. And again, you know, Elon, I appreciate you hanging out with us here on At Your Service Night.
No, so, this has been great. We, you know, I love talking drag race. We've got a lot of things going on, and I appreciate the time.
You bet, man. Anytime. You're our NHRA guy, so we're going to have you back on. So I want to talk a little about the NHRA Bracket Bonanza.
Yes. So Drag Race Bracket Bonanza is it's a website. Your listeners can go to www.dragracebracketbonanza.com, It's totally free. You can sign up. And then basically, it's an idea that I had. I'm a big college basketball fan. I've been filling out brackets every March for as long as I can remember. And I've just always kicked around the idea that we have four categories, 16 qualifiers every race, which is essentially a 64-car bracket. And we have set up a website that lets fans on Saturday night when the fields are set, they can log in and fill out the brackets just like you do for college basketball in the spring, and it locks Sunday morning. So you have about 15, 16 hours to fill out the bracket from Saturday night to Sunday morning, and we do really cool prizes. There's an overall winner, Top Fuel, Funny Car, Pro Stock Motorcycle. We have plaques that I get the race winners to sign, and then we mail them out. And we've been doing it. This will be the seventh race. We've got thousands of people that have signed up. We have hundreds of people that are playing every Sunday. And it's really kind of taken off, and it's just kind of a passion project that I have. But it's just Drag Race Bracket Bonanza. We're on all the social media channels, Twitter or X, I guess, and Facebook and Instagram. But if you like drag racing and you want to have a reason to invite your friends to kind of get involved, it makes watching the Fox broadcast really cool because we have bracket busters, you know, these upsets in the first round. And it's just a really cool idea that we're going to do it again in 2024 for the full season. But it's just a really cool idea that I had that it was kicking around, but I just didn't want to be the guy that was like, I don't want to not have this idea out there.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I love it. I think we ought to do a media one, though, next year.
Yeah, we'll be able to next year. We'll have an app, and we'll be able to set up groups because the PR people all like to play. And it's very funny when we first started, some of the PR people were very clear, like, hey, I want to play, but I want to make sure no one else can see my bracket.
Right.
Because, I challenge myself. I have a hard time, picking with my head versus picking with my heart. My main clients at Warner Communication are Cameron Caruso and Pro Stock, Josh Hart and Justin Ashley and Top Fuel. So you always want to pick your people to win, and they've kind of had a little bit of up and down playoffs. So, but it's been cool. I've had people to talk about. They fill out brackets with their families or with their dads, or their kids are playing, and it'll always be free. It'll always be a fantasy deal. And I just think it's just a unique way to make the drag racing tent a little bit bigger. So, Drag Race Bracket Bonanza has just kind of become a little passion project for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, get some cool prizes on top of it.
You do. Yeah, so we have the drivers sign the plaques. So when Doug Coletta won in, I think it was Reading, was his 50th career win. So I had him sign the plaque, Doug Coletta, number 50.
Wow.
I try to make them unique. So they're just kind of one-of-a-kind item. And again, it's free. We reach out to the winners via email and then say, hey, let me get your mailing address. And then I try to get the plaques in the mail right away. And people have been posting pictures of their plaques. And, I just love the fact that it's got people engaged in drag racing. You do have to fill out all four categories. So it forces Nitro people to learn a little bit about Pro Stock and Pro Stock people to learn a little bit about Nitro. And it's just a really cool deal. So I'm glad you've checked it out. And it's always cool for me. I had people that were texting me that are NASCAR people that are like, hey, I'm in the media center going over my brackets. And that's just kind of what you want is people having that added connection to the sport. So
I'm going to put it up on the KMOX Auto Show Facebook page as well. We'll have it up there tomorrow.
That'd be fantastic. And we'll share it. But yeah, it's basically, you can just log in and make a username, and it's dragracebracketbonanza.com. And then Saturday night, you get an email that says the brackets are open. You can just fill them out, and they lock right when the Top Fuel Dragsters fire up at 11 o'clock Pacific on Sunday.
And last race of the season this weekend. So tell us a little about Warner Communications.
So I have been really fortunate to have some great relationships with some drivers. Worked for John Force Racing for a while and now have my own company. I've got about three people that work with me. We do, like I said, Cameron Caruso, Justin Ashley, Josh Hart, but then also some of the part-time guys. You want the guys that are racing 6 to 8 times a year to have the best shot of getting as much exposure as possible. So I work with Chris King, who's got a funny card out of Chicago. Our good friend TJ Zizzo, also out of Chicago. We saw him in Vegas. Buddy Hull, who has a top heel dragster. And then I also do all the PR for the Motorplex. So kind of getting the Stampede of Speed, their fall nationals up off the ground. And then TMS Titanium, they do so much for the sport as far as providing titanium for a lot of drivers. So it's just basically we do all the media services, public relations, press releases, a little bit of event management. And then I just try to help as many people as possible. Just racing is a unique, particularly drag racing is a unique sport. In trying to introduce more mainstream media to come out and check out our personalities and come out to the races, it can be intimidating because we have four professional categories and you don't really know what's going on. But I enjoy bringing new people out to the track and showing them kind of what we have going on. So, yeah, so looking forward to a little bit of downtime in the fall, but I'll get out to the PRI show in Indy here in December and then shut it down over the holidays. But we'll be right back into it in March. We've got the Pro Superstar Shootout in Bradenton, which is a brand-new event that will have Top Fuel, Funny Car, and Pro Stock in Bradenton in February, and then the World Series of Pro Mod back in Bradenton in March. And then before you know it, we'll be at the Gator Nationals getting the NHRA season started.
Yeah, it's just crazy how fast it goes, that's for sure.
It is nuts. And, Greg, we're going to need to get you to some more races besides St. Louis. So anytime you want to come out, you just let me know, and we will roll out the red carpet for you.
I'm all over that, all over it. Well, if for folks want any information about Werner Communications, where can they go, Elon?
You can just follow all my personal social media. So it's just like usually it's at Elon Wer, ELONWER. But then also check out our Drag Race Bracket Bonanza social media. So it's just Drag Race Bracket Bonanza on all the platforms. That's probably the easiest way to track me down. And we're always love to help out folks who are interested in drag racing or motorsports. And we'd also do some work with college football playoffs. So I'll be in Houston here in January helping out with the media operations for college football playoffs. So it's a nice diversion for me at the beginning of the season.
Well, Elon, I want to thank you so much for coming on and hanging out with us, talking a little NHRA drag racing.
Sure.
Always love to have you on, man. You're great.
We'll have to make this happen again. Let's plan on doing it right before the season starts.
That sounds great. Well, you know what? If we get some time, let's do it right after the championship.
Even better. You let me know, and I'll be there.
All right. That sounds great.
All right, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's our good friend Elon Werner here with Werner, president of Werner Communications on KMOX's At Your Service. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back, talk a little Veterans Day. That's right. Stick around. More to come. Welcome back, everyone. Final segment here on KMOX's At Your Service. 9:46 is your time. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. But I want to talk a little Veterans Day. You know, Veterans Day is on Saturday this year. So I want to make sure that we honor all our veterans out there that have done so much for our country. And I'm just going to invite my my favorite veteran on. Of course, that's my dad. He joins us usually around Veterans Day. And, Dad, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Well, I can't do anything about that. You'll have to change something on your cell phone or something.
Yeah, it's breaking in and out is what it's doing.
Okay, well, I can't change anything about that. That's that, you know, you may have to do something with your phone. How about this? How about we call you right back?
Okay, call me back and I'll turn off my amplifier for my hearing.
All right, I'll do that. We'll call you right back. Well, folks, as I said, we want to honor all our veterans as we have a little bit of technical difficulty here, but we're going to talk about that. And I have to tell you, folks, I really, with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, I just can't personally thank everybody that has helped out our country and have served their country and have done amazing things. I know some fantastic people that have served in not so good places and still come out all right and just make very good workers and very good friends and do everything else. So if you've served out there, hey, I just want to throw a big shout out to you, and we'll get my dad back on here in just a second. My dad, excuse me, my dad has served in the Air Force, as we're trying to make contact with him here now. This is perfect. This is live radio, my friends. All right, they're still working on it. Well, folks, as I said before earlier on the broadcast, I want to throw out some more stuff as far as pet peeves. You know, this is November. Even though the weather is nice outside, be nice to your car. Make sure all your headlights, your taillights, all your turn signals, brake lights, all that stuff's working. Good time to change your wipers as well. That's right, the winter weather is going to be here any day. Well, I shouldn't say any day, any time. You never know what's going to happen. Wiper blades are cheap. They only last about 6 months. That window you have, that glass you have, that's actually very porous. All sorts of nooks and crannies in it. And, excuse me, all sorts of nooks and crannies in it kind of tears up the wiper blade. So let's go back and see if we get my dad now. Is that much better?
Yeah, but it's still breaking up. Okay. I turned off my amplifier.
Okay.
I went outside, so I'm in a brick building.
Okay.
And
I can't do anything about the breaking up, but
yeah.
I wanted to have you on because obviously you're my favorite veteran. Served during the Vietnam era, but you were stationed at Thule, Greenland, up in the Arctic Circle. But you have one of the coolest stories I have ever heard any veteran tell. And I want you to tell it tonight, and that's about the time that you had a fighter or you had a airplane come in that the nose gear wouldn't come down.
Well, the one with the nose gear wouldn't come down?
Correct.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Am I breaking up?
No, you're not breaking up. I can hear what? You perfect. This is live radio, folks.
Okay, so you want to hear the story about the nose gear problem?
Yes, I do. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell the story?
Well, that's when I was at the North Pole. I had the exciting opportunity to live there for a year on top of the ice cap at the North Pole. They got me out of bed. They had an emergency. They had an aircraft, three men on board. And they could not get a front wheel nose gear down and locked signal, which means no nose gear. And it didn't come down, the landing gear. And so they flew over the base and they looked with binoculars, and you can't see anything because it's dark up there.
Well, you also had bad weather, am I correct?
Had what?
Bad weather. The weather was bad.
I didn't get that.
The weather was bad.
But anyway, I went down to and went up in the tower and talked to the pilot on the aircraft. And I asked him to look at several things. That particular airplane has four hydraulic systems. Well, it's actually two hydraulic systems. It has a hand pump hydraulic system, and then you can pull a T-handle, and it releases the lock and the weight of it will free fall. None of that stuff worked. So that told me that apparently the landing gear door must have jammed, and it's not opening far enough for the landing gear to go down. And they couldn't do anything because they're flying over top of ice. And you know, if they come in, they're going to have to foam the runway, and that's dangerous because, you know, it's a flying fuel tank, see? And so I told them, in my opinion, if they put it in a steep climb at max power, the air pressure will blow that landing gear off, that landing gear door off, if that's what's holding it. So they said, well, we'll try that. They went off the air and it come back on. They said, oh, there it goes. So The wind and air pressure blew that door off, and that door is probably 4 foot square, 4 foot by 6 foot. And so it blew that off, and they got a gear down lock signal, and they came in, and everything was just fine. And so it wasn't that we got lucky. I just really felt that that's the only thing holding that gear from coming down, because the weight of it alone would force it down. And so they came gear down and lock signal, came on in and landed. Everything was fine. They was real happy with me for doing that. And I got a letter of commendation for that. And then from my squadron back in the United States, who I came under, even though I was at the North Pole, they wrote a letter recommending me for recommending they exceed the tech order procedure. So, you know, but everything worked really fine.
Yeah, that had to be pretty scary, I would imagine, for those guys on that airplane where they didn't think they'd be able to land.
They couldn't land anywhere except on our runway, and with no landing gear anywhere. I mean, whether it's front, back, side, or what. In this case, it was the front nose gear. With no nose gear, chances are it'll catch on fire and blow up the fuel tanks, even if they foam it, because that don't work that well.
Well, I would imagine, especially in the cold weather that is in Greenland, that wouldn't work as well anyway.
Well, if you go down, there's so many ravines there, and of course the ice is 2.5 miles thick straight down. There, if you go down any place, they can't get you, not even with a helicopter, because of the wind currents.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, Dad, I want to thank you for coming on and hanging out with us here on the At Your Service show here on KMOX. You're still my favorite veteran, and I love you. So I appreciate you sharing the story with everybody out there.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, there's other stories, but I'm sure you heard them many times.
I've heard just a few. So, well, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans worldwide. They need it.
That's for sure. All right, thanks so much. Folks, that's my dad hanging out with us here on KMOX. I appreciate you hanging out with us as well. Boy, I tell you, I just love doing this, and I hope you just enjoyed it as much as I do. Folks, I want you to make sure that you be nice to each other out there. Check your cars. Be nice to your cars. Winter weather is coming, even though it seems like it's very nice outside. I'm telling you, in just a few short weeks, you never know what may happen. This is Greg Damon. This has been the KMOX Auto Show. We'll catch you next time. Welcome back, everyone. Final segment here on KMOX is At Your Service. 9:46 is your time. We're going all the way till 10 o'clock tonight. But I want to talk a little Veterans Day. You know, Veterans Day is on Saturday this year. So I want to make sure that we honor all our veterans out there that have done so much for our country. And I'm just going to invite my favorite veteran on. Of course, that's my dad. He joins us usually around Veterans Day. And, Dad, thanks for coming on the program.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Well, I can't do anything about that. You'll have to change something on your cell phone or something.
Yeah, it's breaking in and out is what it's doing.
Okay, well, I can't change anything about that. You may have to do something with your phone. How about this? How about we call you right back?
Okay, call me back, and I'll turn off my amplifier for my hearing.
All right, I'll do that. We'll call you right back. Well, folks, as I said, we want to honor all our veterans as we have a little bit of technical difficulty here, but we're gonna talk about that. And I have to tell you, folks, I really with all the stuff that's going on in the world today, I just can't personally thank everybody that has helped out our country and have served their country and have done amazing things. I know some fantastic people that have served in not so good places and still come out all right and just make very good workers and very good friends and do everything else. So if you've served out there, hey, I just want to throw a big shout out to you, and we'll get my dad back on here in just a second. My dad has served in the Air Force, as we're trying to make contact with him here now. This is perfect. This is live radio, my friends. All right, they're still working on it. Well, folks, as I said before earlier on the broadcast, I want to throw out some more stuff. As far as pet peeves, you know, this is November. Even though the weather is nice outside, be nice to your car. Make sure all your headlights, your taillights, all your turn signals, brake lights, all that stuff's working. Good time to change your wipers as well. That's right, the winter weather is going to be here any day. Well, I shouldn't say any day. Any time. You never know what's going to happen. Wiper blades are cheap. They only last about 6 months. That window you have, that glass you have, that's actually very porous. All sorts of nooks and crannies in it. And, excuse me, all sorts of nooks and crannies in it kind of tears up the wiper blade. So let's go back and see if we get my dad now. Is that much better?
Yeah, but it's still breaking up. Okay. I turned off my amplifier.
Okay.
I went outside, so I'm in a brick building.
Okay.
And
I can't do anything about the breaking up. I wanted to have you on because obviously you're my favorite veteran. Served during the Vietnam era, but you were stationed at Thule, Greenland, up in the Arctic Circle. But you have one of the coolest stories I have ever heard any veteran tell, and I want you to tell it tonight. And that's about the time that you had a fighter or you had a airplane come in that the nose gear wouldn't come down.
Well, the one with the nose gear wouldn't come down?
Correct.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Am I breaking up?
No, you're not breaking up. I can hear what? You perfect. This is live radio, folks.
Okay, so you want to hear the story about the nose gear problem?
Yes, I do. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell the story?
Well, that's when I was at the North Pole. I had the exciting opportunity to live there for a year on top of the ice cap at the North Pole. They got me out of bed. They had an emergency. They had an aircraft, three men on board, and they could not get a front wheel nose gear down and locked signal, which means no nose gear, and it didn't come down, the landing gear. And so they flew over the base, and they looked with binoculars, and you can't see anything because it's dark up there.
Well, you also had bad weather, am I correct?
Had what?
Bad weather. The weather was bad.
I didn't get that.
The weather was bad.
But anyway, I went down to and went up in the tower and talked to the pilot on the aircraft. I asked him to look at several things. That particular airplane has four hydraulic systems. Well, it's actually two hydraulic systems. It has a hand pump hydraulic system, and then you can pull a T-handle, and it releases the lock and the weight of it will free fall. None of that stuff worked. So that told me that apparently the landing gear door must have jammed, and it's not opening far enough for the landing gear to go down. And they couldn't do anything because they're flying over top of ice. And you know, if they come in, they're going to have to foam the runway, and that's dangerous because, you know, it's a flying fuel tank, see? And so I told them, in my opinion, if they put it in a steep climb at max power, the air pressure will blow that landing gear off, that landing gear door off, if that's what's holding it. So they said, well, we'll try that. They went off the air and it come back on. They said, oh, there it goes. So the wind and air pressure blew that door off, and that door is probably 4 foot square, 4 foot by 6 foot. And so it blew that off, and they got a gear down lock signal, and they came in, and everything was just fine. And so it wasn't that we got lucky. I just really felt that that's the only thing holding that gear from coming down, because the weight of it alone would force it down. And so they came gear down and lock signal, came on in and landed. Everything was fine. They was real happy with me for doing that. And I got a letter of commendation for that. And then from my my squadron back in the United States, who I came under, even though I was at the North Pole, they wrote a letter reprimanding me for recommending they exceed the tech order procedure. So, you know, but everything worked really fine.
Yeah, that had to be pretty scary, I would imagine, for those guys on that airplane where they didn't think they'd be able to land.
Well, they couldn't land anywhere except on our runway, and with no landing gear anywhere. I mean, whether it's front, back, side, or what. In this case, it was the front nose gear. With no nose gear, chances are it'll catch on fire and blow up the fuel tanks, even if they foam it, because that don't work that well.
Well, I would imagine, especially in the cold weather that is in Greenland, that wouldn't work as well anyway.
Well, if you go down, there's so many ravines there, and of course the ice is 2.5 miles thick straight down. If you go down any place, they can't get you, not even with a helicopter, because of the wind currents.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Well, Dad, I want to thank you for coming on and hanging out with us here on the At Your Service show here on KMOX. You're still my favorite veteran, and I love you. So I appreciate you sharing the story with everybody out there.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, there's other stories, but I'm sure you heard them many times.
I've heard just a few. So, well, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And happy Veterans Day to all the veterans worldwide. They need it.
That's for sure. All right, thanks so much. Folks, that's my dad hanging out with us here on KMOX. I appreciate you hanging out with us as well. Boy, I tell you, I just love doing this, and I hope you just enjoyed it as much as I do. Folks, I want you to make sure that you be nice to each other out there. Check your cars. Be nice to your cars. Winter weather is coming, even though it seems like it's very nice outside. I'm telling you, in just a few short weeks, you never know what may happen. This is Greg Damon. This has been the KMOX Auto Show. We'll catch you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.